At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In today's episode, we bitch about food companies on Twitter, discuss smuggling dead bodies through airport security, we talk about why Chris Brown should fuck off, and we discuss the perfect fry to ketchup ratio. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, we don't have a sponsor for today's episode, but we will shamelessly plug our own Snapchats. If you want to follow us on Snapchat, my Snapchat is SnapTylerOakley.
And mine is Corbin Coolio, K-O-R-B-I-N-K-U-H-L-I-O. Hey, listen, I can't change it.
Live with no regrets, okay? Instead of supporting a sponsor for today, just fucking follow us. That would be great. We would love you forever.
Hello, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello.
Why? That's not your best Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello!
There we go.
Oh, it was a drive-by fruiting.
There. Have you ever been in a drive-by fruiting?
Girl.
Your life is a drive-by fruiting.
Have you ever hooked up with somebody in a car?
Yeah.
While it's moving?
Yes.
Yeah?
That's like a drive-by
fruiting.
I'm trying to think. No, it was a girl.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Whoa.
Yuck.com.
Hey, no offense to all the girls out there, but...
I'm allowed to say I wasn't into it.
Yeah, live your dream.
I'm just because I say it was yuck.com doesn't mean I think everyone and every female.
I'm bored of you defending yourself from being problematic.
Female anatomy is yuck.com. Speaking of anatomy.
Did you know McDonald's?
Did you see that Grey's Anatomy?
No, more importantly, McDonald's is about to start selling all you can eat fries.
All day long.
All day long, all you can eat.
Are they your favorite fast food fry?
No. Arby's.
Wow.
If I were to even list them, McDonald's, I don't even know if it would be in my top three. No offense,
McDonald's. Got some good fries.
Arby's. Burger King.
My problem with McDonald's fries is they're a little thin.
You want to know the secret?
It's kind of hard to like
to hold in your four fingers except your pinky. This is how you do it.
Okay.
You take a little.
You gotta like pooch it.
Yeah, you pooch it.
You gotta
and
like
then
snatch.
And then you scoop it in the ketchup.
You put too much ketchup.
Your
ketchup to fry ratio is out of control, and it's taken me 8 years of friendship to finally feel comfortable enough to tell you that.
It needs to be.
You have like 60% ketchup, 40% fry.
No.
Yes.
I would say with the amount of fry. There needs to be two-thirds of that amount of that.
Two-thirds of the fry needs to be covered in ketchup?
No. So, I'm saying...
So about 60%.
I just need you to listen. Well, isn't that 60%? Does she know math?
It would be 66% repeating Hemi.
In those heels.
So, math meter.
The amount of fry...
Yeah.
60% of that is the amount I want of ketchup.
So you want 60% of each fry covered in ketchup?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the mass of the fry.
Okay.
60% of that mass is the equivalent of how much ketchup I want.
So it's a weight thing, not a percentage thing?
Now, if we're talking ranch, it's a different proportion.
I literally think you just essentially said that you want your fries covered 60% in ketchup.
No, you're talking about the area of the fry, the surface area. I'm talking about the density.
Girl, your brain is fried.
I wish.
So do you think all the other fast food restaurants are going to follow suit, so to speak?
If Arby's did, it would change my life. I would go to Arby's more.
I don't even know where there's an Arby's in LA.
I don't even remember the last time I went to Arby's. Yeah. Well, my favorite Arby's in LA got closed down. It was right by where I used to record Top That.
Speaking of food.
Yes.
You know what pisses me off?
Oh, take me there.
Lately, when I've been tweeting about food, like pizza or ice cream, like 24 hours later, I'll get a reply.
From?
Some fucking Twitter
yeah.
of like DiGiorno.
Oh, yeah.
Or
what's wrong with that?
You know who just tweeted? I mean, I tweeted
Jacob Tremblay.
No, okay. Bitch. I was having ice cream.
Yeah.
And I tweeted
Embriers.
Having an mother effing drumstick.
Oh, yeah.
Want to get in my replies because they were searching Indirex for the word ice cream.
How desperate.
Bitch, don't talk to me unless you're going to send me a coupon for ice cream. No. They said, oh, is there any? I said I was celebrating eating ice cream. And they replied, is there any other way to celebrate? Bitch. Don't talk to me.
Did you clap back? Were you like, bitch, who asked?
I'm going to reply and say, you can see your way out of this conversation that was between me and my followers. They didn't even start following me.
Wow.
They just searched for fucking indirects about ice cream.
What a bitch.
And yeah, same thing. Like mother effing Domino's the other day or some shit. I tweeted about pizza and they're like, oh, Henny likes pizza and those heels, Henny? And I was like, Domino's, send me a coupon.
If you want to start the conversation,
right.
Make it worth my
if
while.
If you're going to butt into a conversation, this goes for internet. This goes for real life. If you're going to butt into my conversation, offer me something free.
You need to start replying and saying, did I fucking ask you?
Did I ask for your input, drumstick?
You know what?
No.
I recently went.
Don't be searching my indirects.
I tweeted the other day. I said, wow, you know what sounds good?
What?
Reese's Pieces cereal.
Okay, well, now that's just asking for it.
I was not asking. And I don't think I tagged. Oh, I may have tagged them.
She tagged them.
I posted a picture, and I think I tagged them.
So what you're saying is this was strategic marketing to get a free case of cereal.
And they sent me a case of cereal. Lisa told me.
Oh, so now she's going to eat a whole bunch of Reese's Pieces.
I don't know if she's eaten it, but I certainly haven't gotten
it. Is that one of the cereals that when you eat it, it gives like that? Like roof mouth
I
grit.
Love that.
No.
That's like, the truest
no,
grit.
No. Like, Captain Crunch does
Captain
that to you.
Captain Crunch gives you a
makes
film.
Makes your mouth feel like
it's
film.
A film, yes.
Maybe I should tweet, looking for a cereal with no film, and see who pipes up in my replies.
Pipes up?
Pipes up.
Fuck Cookie Crisp. It's not even good. Thoughts.
You remember that dog?
Thoughts.
My first thought was that dog who always used to be like, Cookie Crisp.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like cookies.
Speaking of
my
dogs.
My mom wouldn't let us have cookies for breakfast.
Yeah, well, it's poor parenting. You know, speaking of dogs, guess who tried to smuggle two dogs into Australia?
Probably a dumb YouTuber.
Johnny Depp.
Smuggling dogs.
Tried to take his dogs without declaring them, and he got in fucking trouble. And I was thinking about this the whole time we were in Australia for Amplify. Because they wouldn't let him in. And when we were going through all the customs in Amplify, remember what they were asking us? Weird questions like, do you have any honey? Does she have honey in those heels? I literally laughed at the security woman. I was like, honey? And she goes, is that a weird question? I go, well, I've never been asked if I have honey. I've never traveled with honey.
What if you had a person named Honey? And you murdered them.
Honey,
in
and
your
she's like,
on.
She's like, you got any honey in your carry on? And like a drip of sweat drops down my brow because I got honey in my bag. I got my honey.
You're like, you laughed because you were like, bitch, no, it says honey anymore. It's all about honey. And then you slapped her with a boot. What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say boob.
Your tit.
Yeah.
You took your tit out and
tit
slapped her.
Tit for tat.
Have you ever?
Her name was Tat. I tit for tat.
Did you?
It was a tit for tat.
Did she feed her?
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Anyway, my question about the situation with the dogs was.
He had to apologize.
Did you see the video of his apology?
No.
It's as if somebody was on the other side of the camera pointing a gun at him. He could not be less interested in this apology, and he was like ashamed that he had to do it. It was actually really funny. It was good.
Maybe it's like his next big role. Was Tim Burton directing?
I don't know.
What did he look like?
Petrified, mortified, everything.
No, but I mean...
Fries, unlimited fries. So, did you know that while everyone is all hyped up about Leonardo DiCaprio never having an Oscar, that fuck with the two dogs...
Johnny Depp.
And no Henny...
Yeah.
...does not have an Oscar.
Well, I believe that. I don't love anything Johnny Depp does.
Are you kidding?
No. I mean, both of them are like, I mean, it always looks like just Johnny Depp being dumb.
Wow.
You're not transformative. You're not Meryl Streep.
You're so
I think I'm going to go tweet that
I would literally
Johnny
say
Depp. You're not Meryl Streep.
Tweet it to him. Does he have a Twitter?
Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look for his official apology and you tell me.
I never saw that Gilbert grape.
That's a good movie.
What's your favorite kind of grape?
I like red over green.
Okay, first of all, it's purple, so not sure where that was lost in your mind.
And then what happened?
So, Jeffree Star, you're familiar.
No, actually, I have no idea who that is.
You really don't know?
I'll Google
while you talk. MySpace celebrity, perhaps. One of the first internet celebrities, I would say. Makeup icon.
Don't know her, don't want to know her.
So, very well known. Has a very successful makeup brand, I think, of lipstick, perhaps, or something. But, like, very well known and very highly regarded in the makeup community, I would say.
Okay.
Dragged Kylie Jenner's lip gloss line.
Isn't that, like, hard to come by? I feel like I see people...
I think it's exclusive in some way.
I see people from home, like, from Michigan being like, I need that. And then one of my friends said that it, like, it worked well, but then they had to, like, chisel it off at the end of the day.
I gotta say, I don't know if I like the look because, well...
Maybe we should get some and try it on.
Somebody was wearing it.
Who?
And I asked,
oh my God, you went on a date with someone who was wearing
it. No, you dinglebat. Somebody was wearing it that we know.
Don't use that tone with me.
Somebody was wearing it that we know. And I go, ooh, what's that? And I thought in my head.
That was your way of saying it didn't look good.
In my head, I was thinking, that looks terrible. But I said, ooh, what's that?
And they said Kylie Jenner
look.
Lip line.
And they said, Kylie Jenner lip line. I go, well, that does not look good after 4 hours of your day. I don't know how long a makeup's supposed to last, but yeah, I was thinking, well, that looks crusty.
Isn't the whole point of it's not to reapply?
I don't know. Well, anyway, the picture that Jeffree Star posted.
Our official review.
I don't know anything about makeup, but Jeffree Star posted this picture of the wands and goes, this is completely unacceptable. That's all.
Did he tweet at her?
And posted in the and retweeted that. It looks just like that doll from... The Angelica.
Daria.
No,
that wasn't Daria's sister.
No, that's
not Quinn.
That Angelica from Rugrats has.
She has a last name and it's Pickles.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Did you hear? Speaking of hearing,
yeah. I love this. Yeah.
Did you hear that they're like turning Adele songs into lullabies for babies?
How cute! And implanting them with knowledge of Adele early on.
You think that's cute?
Why not?
I feel like that'd be a little depressing for your baby.
Okay.
Like, never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Someone like you.
Maybe the baby's
going to
be like
Kids Bop parodies.
And it's like, maybe someday
I'll find
someone like
bottle like you.
Like Goo Goo Gaga.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And so would you listen?
No, I would not say
would you find question. Somebody like you, Goo, someone like Goo?
Jesus Christ. Speaking of goo,
rolling in the sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like encouraging babies to roll over while sleeping.
Yeah.
Turning toddlers, turning terrible twos. Okay. What other Adele songs do you know?
I don't know, but fuck Chris Brown.
Oh God, why?
Because he's coming out with a documentary on how the 2009 assault case ruined his career.
Well, bitch,
do you care?
Maybe you shouldn't have hit somebody. My official statement.
He talks about being a child star, how he was thrust into the spotlight, had no childhood, and he was supposed to be the next Michael Jackson. He had all these number one hits. He had all this support.
I don't even want to hear about anybody getting fed the idea that they're the next Michael Jackson.
Basically, he's talking about how he was on the cusp of superstardom and how his... this one moment...
Well, he lost his...
Turned him into... Went from America's Sweetheart to Public Enemy number one. Do you believe in some type of redemption? Do you believe somebody deserves a second chance, especially after something like this?
Well, as someone who saw the Amy documentary...
Yeah.
I don't care to see this.
Okay.
What's it called?
I'm not quite sure. Welcome to My Life. I mean, a self-produced moment like that from somebody who's gone through this, like... This negative public image. It reminds me of when Justin Bieber went through that negative public image and kind of had a documentary to show, like, oh, I'm a good person still.
But he didn't punch anybody.
I agree. I'm not saying I want it. The first comment on this post is literally, who asked for this?
I mean, I see there's a trailer and I'm interested in watching the trailer, but now I can't watch it. So thanks for bringing it up, because now we have to talk and I can't watch it.
Well, you can watch it and you can report back.
Do you think that it'll show a clip of him in that like green unitard showing his dick.
All I know is after reading the police report of what happened the night with Rihanna, I never want to care about him again. Sorry, I don't. I'm not sorry.
And yet here she is.
I just thought it was interesting. It's just part of the news.
And yet here she is, always giving that Kardashian promo and that Chris Brown promo.
I didn't mean to talk about a Kardashian. The makeup line just came up.
It's all you ever talk about. Did you watch? Have you been watching the new Kimmy Schmidt?
No, I'm saving it because I'm going to watch it later.
It's saving it for like what? You're like saving it for marriage?
No, I was going to watch it with a friend and like, we're watching it together.
But you're saving it for marriage. I guess she'll never watch it.
Anyway, Jared Leto, speaking of which.
I had a thing to say about Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, say it. Titus Andromedon?
No. I was going to say they always start talking, but they say they don't watch the Kardashians, but then they keep like making references to everything that's going on in their lives. And they're like, how do I know that?
I saw the first episode.
And then they're like, oh, that's on the regular news.
Oh. Is that all? Yeah. Well, are we the regular news? I think we are. Did you see that Jared Leto?
Irregular snooze.
Drag me. That was really good. Are you going to see Suicide Squad? Do you even give a fuck?
I don't know what that is.
It's like a Batman something. It's like all these villains of Batman. It's like, I think their answer to Captain America. You know how it's like a huge like group of personality, like superhero personalities.
Is it Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
No. So then I don't care. But Suicide Squad, they're trying to make it a big deal. Jared Leto is the Joker in it.
Okay.
And I don't think I'll care about a single Joker after Heath Ledger.
It's the same Joker?
It's the same character.
Weird.
But
didn't Heath Ledger, like, take drugs to play that character?
Yeah, he, like, did it, like, he got in the role. The Rosemary role.
Girl, he got in the role. He was rolling.
But this article says that Jared Leto sent all of his co-stars anal beads and used condoms as gifts. Thoughts.
Are you serious?
As if he's like in character. How like? Ugh.
Like used condoms. Like I don't believe that for one second.
It's just kind of boring. I'm just kind of bored. He's just kind of this is all kind of boring.
That seems kind of like something like Miley Cyrus would do to promote a new album.
You know what I love that Miley Cyrus did? Did you ever see that Vine where she's like at that press conference and everyone's like, Miley, tell us about your new album, and she gives them avocados?
No, is that serious?
Because she didn't want to answer any questions about her album because she wasn't ready to talk about it yet. So she was just going around. She had a bag and she was just handing all the press avocados. And they were all like, did you also see the follow-up vine of that child opening his Christmas
gifts?
That's
literally what that was.
And he's like, an avocado.
Me.
I love it.
So she gave him avocados. Did they make guac or like what?
All I know is I'm on this 15 best and worst Johnny Depp roles. Did you see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I did. I really dislike a lot.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
Go through them and I'll tell
Pirates
you.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hated it.
I thought he's a good character.
Hated it.
Alice in Wonderland.
Hated it.
Oh my God. Dead Man? Did you even see it?
No.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I thought that was good.
Never saw it.
Oh my God.
I guess I hate Johnny Depp.
The Lone Ranger. I think that was problematic.
That was the one. No, was that? Oh. That was the one that nobody saw. It was like the biggest flop movie of that year.
Yeah, it says widely mocked super flop.
Yeah.
That's what they call you.
So they
widely mocked super flop.
Did you just call me wide?
That's what they call your asshole. Widely mocked and it's a super flop. Did you see Sleepy Hollow?
I don't think so.
I guess I hate
Johnny Depp. He hasn't done shit since Gilbert Grape.
I don't know about Gilbert.
Did you play the Hordeless Hessman?
Hordeless Hessman? Did you see Mordecai?
No. No, I didn't.
Rango?
No, I heard that was... He played an iguana in the, like, cartoon desert.
Yes. Corpse Bride?
That's a cartoon also.
I don't know anything about anything.
Keep going.
I'm done with this. Edward Scissorhands.
Loved it.
I did like that, but I don't know if it had much of a plot.
Hated him in it. Yeah, a man with scissor hands fucks up some bushes and also gives a great haircut.
Sold.
Right?
Make it a movie.
You should see it.
That should be, they could make that into a TV show. You know how they make some movies into TV shows like Clueless?
Or like Fargo.
I'm not familiar with Fargo. And is this some type of UCB team? You trying to? This is the second day in a row you've mentioned Fargo.
Well, it's because we've really run out of things to talk about after spending so much time together over the last few weeks.
Okay, well then bring something up, Henny. Talk to me about a Rosemary Roll.
Let me tell you about Fargo.
Okay.
Or would you like to forego this conversation?
That was good. That was good. Yeah, I would like to forego.
Can't believe your asshole is a widely
mocked
super flop.
Tweet us with what is a widely mocked super flop in your life with the hashtag
and if it's
WMSF. Widely mocked super flop.
Can't they actually just hashtag widely mocked?
It's just a long hashtag, but
girl,
sure.
All you got to do is tag at Tyler Oakley and then hashtag widely mocked super flop and you got characters for days.
Okay, then do that.
Also, have you, tried these new kooky Oreo flavors?
Oh, my God. Corey, don't be shady.
What are you saying about?
D is for Diplo.
Diplomatic. Would you diplomatic on something diplomatic?
I just saw a meme that says, a real man will suck dick to feed his family. Thoughts.
I agree.
Okay, same.
I guess for real men.
I don't
even have a family.
I'm a Christian. I've never done any of that.
Fed a family?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So what have you done?
Fed a family.
Speaking of
what?
Speaking of widely gaping flops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where did gaping come into this?
My brain forgot.
Have you ever
widely
vaped?
Mocked? Widely
vaping?
Mocking flop. Do you know what your widely mocked flop is up to?
Don't drag anyone I like. Who?
Lady Gaga.
Don't. Why you gotta do that?
No, did you see...
I'm sure I know what
she's
up to. Did
you see what she was liking on Twitter?
No, what?
Britney Spears Instagrammed and tweeted this, with classic Britney Spears on,
social media. Yeah, a picture.
Media.
Pretty in pink. Yeah, what about it?
Gaga liked it.
So what's wrong with that?
Didn't realize Gaga was such a Britney stan.
Women supporting women. Why you gotta hate?
I'm not hating it. I just was, my point of bringing it up was that I didn't know Gaga was such a Britney fan.
She loves Britney.
Does she?
She wrote Telephone for Britney.
She did?
Yes.
Telephone?
Yes,
Heller, heller, baby. I'm on the teller farm. She wrote it for Britney.
Yes, that landline queen.
Do you think she's seen Britney in concert?
Oh, for sure. In 7 years ago.
That's four score. Not for sure.
You know, we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of Britney's head shave.
Are we?
Yeah, will you shave my head again?
No, girl. What's the budget?
Oh, my God.
What's the budget?
Remember when I shaved somebody's head but accidentally... Oh, I was supposed to buzz it, but I accidentally shaved it clean off.
No, I don't. Who?
It was an ex-boyfriend of mine.
Just make up things.
It was an ex-boyfriend of mine. He was going on a world trip around the world, and he goes, I need to have short hair because I'm going to a hot climate.
He's so like, you were going to buzz it, but instead you shaved
he
it?
He literally was like, I need to buzz my hair.
And you didn't, put a guard on it?
I forgot to put the guard on.
But
I literally started buzzing it, and it was clean to the
no,
head.
No, you're lying, because it never goes clean to the head.
Honey, I'll show you the pictures.
I've shaved my
head. Homeboy looked like Moby.
Oh.
And it was not a look. I do one strip. I go, oh, honey.
I can't believe you're bringing up Moby. Don't bring Moby into this.
I told him, I think I went too close to your head. And he, in all of his pictures around the world, he looked, it was a bald look. It was bald and bold. Bold and bald. Bold and beautiful.
Big, bald, bold, bald and beautiful.
Blissy. A bald, bold, blissy.
I don't even know where to go from that. I mean, when Britney shaved her head, what else do you think she shaved?
Oh, my God. You know what? We don't mock Britney shaving her head. We don't do that.
No. Everyone just wanted a piece of her.
I know. That's so sad.
I wish Gaga would shave her head, though.
She could do it. She totally could. She could do it.
I think she'd look like a little bit like an alien. Wait, didn't she have like a head shaving one of her music videos, that skits, like when she used to make 40-minute music videos?
As much as I like Gaga, she should, those old videos, she needed to learn how to edit.
Yeah. What about the, what's that one video where she put
Mary the Night when she was
someone gave her gummy bear she Mary was the Night.
You know, when she was like, oh, turquoise will be a new color this next season.
She invented turquoise.
Or teal or something. I forget what color.
I was talking about what was the music video where she brought housewives. I mean, I think that
Honestly,
if there was anything that crashed the art pop era, I think it would be putting housewives in your GUI video.
It was a hard moment for me to swallow.
Yeah.
I do have to say. I mean,
yeah.
I remember where I was when I saw that
video.
You
needed to be back in the Mary of the Night opening video at that doctor's office or whatever happens in the first 20 minutes.
Can we someday have a Queens episode for Gaga?
You know what I was thinking?
What were you thinking?
We should really, I mean, I think we kind of missed the boat on having a Carly Rae Jepsen Queens episode.
Truly.
For
Oh my God,
emotion.
Let's do that. Let's do that sometime.
Like, and then I realized.
We totally could.
Why didn't we?
I don't know.
Where were we?
I don't know.
What was happening in the world?
I don't know, but we did see Carly recently in concert, and that just reaffirmed my love for her.
Yeah.
Y'all go listen to the Carly Rae Jepsen album so you can prepare yourselves for the Queens episode.
And then
that way you'll know everything that we're talking about when we talk about it.
And you'll have commentary and you'll just exactly know.
And it won't be comment scary.
And you'll know all about having boy problems.
Yeah. And you won't be clouded by those LA hallucinations.
And you'll just love swimming in warm blood.
Ew. What? Oh, warm blood. Didn't know where you were going.
It'll make you want to run away with me.
Okay, sure, yeah.
And it'll just like...
You know what I liked about Amplify? Let me list one thing. My intro music was the...
So, essentially, you
I was the runaway with meme.
Being a runaway with meme.
That's all. That's all I have for you. You guys, that's your homework for today. Go listen to the Runaway With Me. Or not Runaway With Me, just the whole Emotion album. That way you're prepared for it.
Would you be telling them to like...
What? What are you trying to try to say?
Like,
what are you trying to say?
Give it love?
Sure. Yeah, give it love. Also, give us love. Give me love. How can people give me love, Core?
What's your favorite color?
Oh my God. Favorite with a U?
What's your black heart? What's your...
I need you to stop.
Boy problems.
My boy problem is that you're not telling people how to find you on Twitter.
It's not my fault. You're not making the most of the night.
Oh, my God. So if you want to find Corey, you can go to Tyler Oakley on Twitter. Or you can follow me on Snapchat, SnapTylerOakley.
Wait. Oh. What about a Snapchat?
What?
Y'all should follow me on a Snapchat.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill you.
It's Corbin Coolio. But you can also follow me on the Twitter and on the Instagram. And you can, like, Google me. And also, you can keep watching The Amazing Race or catch up on it if you haven't seen it.
What happened to the last episode?
Because I'm there.
What happened in the last episode, Cora?
In the last episode. Well, now you're going to make me have to look up what's
what
going
episode?
On.
I think we were in Bali.
Oh, we were in Bali.
And drama went down.
Big drama and little
drama.
Bali.
Big drama and little Bali.
Did you love Bali?
Loved it. I loved it. Anyway, yeah, go catch up on the race. We're still in it, and we'll see you guys soon. Subscribe on iTunes. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.